This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Samsung is out with a new tablet today. Well, actually, the Galaxy Note 10.1 is being called a phablet, as in a cross between a phone and a tablet. It'll compete, of course, with the iPad, but also with the Nook from Barnes & Noble and the Kindle Fire from Amazon. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
The tablet world is awash in rumor, speculation, and a whole lot of tablets. Is a smaller iPad coming? A new Kindle Fire, maybe? And just how special is this Galaxy?
It seems like almost every week I'm either writing about or reviewing a new tablet, so I'm not really bored over here.
Eric Franklin is a senior editor at CNET. He says there are all these new devices with new features like styluses, keyboards, kickstands.
And everyone's just is kind of trying different things to see what really sticks. And I don't think anyone really knows where it's going to end up in a few years.
Carolina Melanese is a researcher at Gartner.
Consumers see the iPad as the benchmark for what a tablet should be like.
But there is one other feature the upstarts are trying to compete on. Price. Right now, $199 seems to be the sweet spot. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.